Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, Summertime in the Psalms edition. Psalm chapter 2 shows us humanity's default posture towards God, rebellion. Nations rage, kings take counsel, rulers plot. That Hebrew word for plot means to mutter or murmur underneath your breath, like conspirators huddling in a dark alley, scheming how to throw off God's reign. So why all of this anger? Why all of this stubbornness? Well, verse 3 tells us, they see God's authority as bondage. They see His laws, His standards, His goodness, and they call it chains. They don't want a king. They want autonomy. But rebellion against God isn't just the posture of ancient kings or modern nations. It's also the bent of our own hearts. We resist authority. We want to call the shots. Psalm 2 doesn't just describe them out there. It diagnoses us. So remember that this psalm first applied to David and Israel, but ultimately it points to Christ. Herod and Pontius Pilate, Jews and Gentiles alike, united against Jesus, fulfilling this ancient rage, and yet even their rebellion was folded into God's redemptive plan. Here are a couple of ways that you can turn this into a prayer. Father, reveal areas in my heart where I still resist your authority. Forgive me for calling your good boundaries chains, and teach me to delight in your reign rather than resist it. Here are two peoples to pray for. Marco Gaspar and his family are national change makers in Portugal. And also the Ewe Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Benin, Ghana, and Togo. And don't forget, human rebellion may roar loud in our ears, but God's reign remains undefeated, and so must our surrender.